Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imenc.org, from October 23rd to 29th, 2010. Egypt attempts to push the Palestinians to resume talks with Israel. Meanwhile, Israeli military and settlers continue assaults against Palestinian civilians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let us begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities in West Bank. IMEMC's Doris Norito has the details.
This week, anti-war protests took place in the villages of Belain and Nilain in the central West Bank, and also in Al-Masara in the southern West Bank. Israeli and international supporters joined the villagers at all three locations. This week, the protesters commemorated the 54th anniversary of the Israeli massacre in Kfar Qassam. On the evening of October 29th, 1956, Israeli troops shot and killed 49 unarmed Palestinian civilians in the village of Kfar Qassam, which is 20 kilometers east of Tel Aviv, near the Green Line. One Palestinian was injured, and dozens were treated for tear gas inhalation after a confrontation with Israeli troops during the weekly march to protest the wall in the village of Belain. The protesters shouted slogans opposing the separation wall and to Israel's settlement and detainment policies. When protesters reached the wall and tried to cross into the Palestinian land on the other side, the Israeli military shot rubber bullets, sound bombs, and tear gas canisters at them. Samar Bernat, 34, was injured when a tear gas canister exploded on his shoulder. Also on Friday, in the nearby village of Nilain, Israeli troops used tear gas and sound bombs to stop protesters. International and Israeli supporters joined the villagers at midday for prayers at land sites near the Israeli separation wall, which was built on villagers' lands. Later, people marched up to the gate of the wall, which separates farmers from their land. Troops stationed beside the barrier fired tear gas and sound bombs at the unarmed protesters. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. The weekly protest ended with clashes between local youth and Israeli soldiers who chased them back to the village. The clashes ended shortly thereafter. No injuries were reported. Elsewhere, Israeli troops stopped the weekly protest march protesting the wall and settlements in the Palestinian village of Al-Masara. Israeli troops broke up the protest with tear gas and sound bombs. One unarmed Israeli activist was beaten by police and taken away. For IMEMC.org, this is Doris Norito.
Israeli troops and intelligence services carried out a number of invasions into Palestinian civilian areas, abducted dozens of Palestinians. Troops also killed one and bounded another in Gaza Strip. IMEMC's Alessandra Bajek has more.
This week, the Israeli army kidnapped Palestinian citizens from Beit Omar and towns near Hebron. Several kidnappings were also reported in Qalqilya. Soldiers invaded areas of Jenin and Bethlehem, breaking into many homes and conducting a number of interrogations. In several towns across the West Bank, homes were ransacked in a claimed search for weapons. Meanwhile, 19 Palestinians were reportedly abducted in East Jerusalem, including 7 children aged 11 to 15. Tension between the local Palestinian residents of Jerusalem and Israeli settlers have been high during the past few months, after groups of Israeli settlers forcibly took over some houses in the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Silwan. Also in the West Bank, a Palestinian boy was killed by a police car near the West Bank city of Hebron. Local sources reported that the young man, who was identified as Mahmoud Al-Amour, 17 years old, from Yatta village, was hit by the police car as he was attempting to cross the road. On Wednesday, 5 Palestinians were detained from the villages of Madama and Beta near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Eyewitnesses reported that a large Israeli military force invaded the 2 villages, broke into a number of houses and kidnapped the 5 in the early hours of the morning. In the northern West Bank city of Jenin, Israeli soldiers and the Israeli intelligence chief broke many houses claimed to be belonging to Hamas leaders in city. No abductions were made. However, local sources said troops ransacked some of the invaded houses. Children from Om Al-Khair invited the premiere of a film featuring them at the Children's Film Festival in Tel Aviv were refused entry into Israel. The children, first and second graders, were supposed to enter by the Meitar checkpoint in order to watch the screening of the film Galacticus, in which they appear as part of the Children Make Movies project, run jointly by the Education Ministry, the Children's Channel, and the Lahav and Mifalot associations. Galacticus, which was filmed last year, features children from Om Al-Khair and Israeli children from Kibbutz Aher. Palestinians are not allowed to enter Jerusalem and Israeli areas unless they obtain a special permit from Israeli military, which is rarely granted. This week, Israeli Navy gunboats opened fire at several Palestinian fishing boats in the south of Gaza. No injuries were reported. On Monday, Israeli soldiers invaded the southern part of the Gaza Strip. During the invasion, Al-Quds brigades exchanged fire with the Israeli army. However, no injuries were reported. Two Palestinians were killed on Monday due to an attack at one of the southern Gaza's tunnels. Although some Palestinians have been trafficking weapons in the Gaza Strip through the tunnels, yet many others use them to traffic much-needed supplies, especially after the tight siege imposed by Israel on the Gaza Strip since June of 2006. On Wednesday, a Palestinian man was killed in northern Gaza by shrapnel fragments fired by Israeli tanks stationed outside of the Gaza borders. A work